This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I am Matteo Guidoni from the Italian Stories Day in Los Angeles, and I'm here with Chiara Sbariggia, which is the director of the APA, Association Audiovisual Producer. Hi, Chiara.
Yeah, hi.
So, what can you tell us about the event of today?
So, today we are presenting 9 producers, Italian producers, middle, huge size, depending, with 9 good subject and project to develop internationally for audiovisual production.
So how important it is to have event like this, like the Italian Stories Day, to promote Italian culture somehow, Italian filmmaking art?
Yes, the project are from books, 9 books, important books in Italy, and we hope that the audience in US will appreciate our stories. Some stories are about culture, some stories are about a very brand new situation. I don't know, a mixed of things.
We just had on stage 3 of them talking about their books. Can you tell us something about that?
One of the book is of an important writer that won the Strega Prize, that is an important prize in Italy. And the other 9 situation and projects are developed by producers and with screenwriters, so it's advanced. What do you want to know about the story? One is a story of an ancient, important family in Italy that produced and exported the famous wine called Marsala. And the other one is a story of a Catholic school where some bad guys were educated. And the other story is a fantasy for an audience of young adult, very new, brand new, in production, actually.
So what can Italian authors bring to the American and for an international audience?
Good question. I don't know exactly. I think it's a fresh air, a different kind of approach of the life and of the history. I don't know. We would like to match a lot with the other cultures. So maybe something is changing.
What do you think we can learn from American filmmakers, and what can we teach them?
We can learn a lot because they are really an industry, and we are a little artisanal way of produce, but we are changing a lot in the audiovisual sector. We have our ancient teachers that maybe should teach something again. In these days, we have Fellini, we have a tradition of feature film mostly, but we have to learn a lot about the U.S. industry.
So do you think that an event like this could actually bring American investors to be more interested in our, you know, on our narrative art?
We are trying to focus about that, to make a light on the Italian books, on Italian producers, on Italian drama productions. We are trying to do that.
What do you think are the top qualities of Italian authors?
Actually, I love very much, you know, My Brilliant Friend. Is very famous in US as well, was a case, editorial case in Italy, and this is maybe the most.
What do you think are our qualities? Like, you know, we are usually we are known to be very creative, for example, very creative and with a lot of fantasy.
Yes, we are creative, but we are full of history. I think the heritage in Italian creativity is very important. Is like a solid rock that from where the authors should fly.
Everybody knows we have Venice, we have Florence, we have Rome, but an event like this could be a good opportunity also to show to the international audience that we have so many other amazing locations.
Yes, we are a tiny country, but we have a lot of different landscapes. We have mountains, we have sites, heritage sites, archaeological sites, we have sea, we have isles, we have a lot of interesting things to. It's difficult to communicate the region abroad because are really tiny, but if you come, people come and see with your eyes.
So what do you think we could do to attract more American investors, for example?
I think with our story, with our concept, with our projects, because are really, really good.
So what are the recent foreign movies that has been shot in Italy that you really liked?
Shot in Italy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the... I don't know exactly. It's not a U.S. production. It's a Spanish production shot in Florence, for example. It's La Casa de Papel. That was a case of a TV series, a Netflix series. And it's really, really amazing.
So how do you think TV channels like Netflix, you know, these huge channels, how are they revolutionizing, you know, the whole entertainment system?
Yes, but we have the binge watch, so it's you can see 8 episodes all together. It is a strange thing for a traditional audience that is used to see only one episode per week, for example. And is the choice is incredibly based. So it's a new way to watch television.
And from a production point of view, they're also creating so many new TV series. We have seen it with Gomorrah. They didn't create Gomorrah, but now it's on Netflix. Yeah. And American people knows Gomorrah. I mean,
but you as a producer have to must be very, very quick to produce, because maybe the audience needs to have the second, third, fourth series really, really quick. So it's changing the way of produce as well.
That's what we can learn from Americans.
Yeah, a lot.
Also, last questions. What do you think, what would you tell to an Italian author listening an interview like this and thinking, well, I might have the right story for the international audience? Let's say an Italian writer, for example, has a story and is now thinking, well, my story could be the right one for the international audience. What would you tell them?
So contact immediately a producer, a television producer, to submit your beautiful story.
So there is room for success.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for your time.
We
were talking with Chiara Sbariggia. I am Matteo Ghidoni for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.